Of the week, so Rav Shlomo Carlebach was once called by a friend, and he heard that this boy had suicidal tendencies, and is thinking of leaving the Jewish community. He was about to leave the Jewish community and go to this cult in California somewhere, and Rav Shlomo was called to ask if he could help and save the day. So Shlomo picked up the phone. And he calls this kid, and he says, "Hey, brother, my name is Shlomo Carlebach. I really would love to talk to you. Can we get some coffee or something?" And the kid is completely resistant. He's like, "Who are you? What do you want from me?" And he tries to keep getting Shlomo off the phone, and Shlomo is persistent. And then Shlomo keeps asking and asking and asking, and eventually the guy's like, "No way." Shlomo says, "Listen, I was told you live on this street, West 4th Street. It was the coldest day of the year. It was below zero wind chill. It was like freezing. And I'm not in the best of health. I'm going to be waiting there at that phone booth for you to come out. I promise. And please just come." And he closes and he hangs up the phone. So he goes to the phone booth and he waits there and waits and waits and waits, and it's freezing. So like an hour later, finally, the kid comes down and he says, "All right, you win." And Shlomo takes him out to coffee and he hears his situation. He empathizes with him. And Gavalt, in the end, he convinces him not to go to the cult and to join a Baal Tshuva yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, where I hear, at least Yida Halberstam reports in her book, that he's still currently in this Baal Tshuva yeshiva. So what's the idea? What do we learn from this? We can learn a lot of things. One, about Mesiras Nefesh for another Yid. But one thing that I take out of it also is the importance of making a commitment and sticking to it. Shlomo made a promise. He said he'd be there, even if it was really, really cold. And he was there. And we know that halachically speaking, a Jew's word means something. So if, let's say even if I don't use the word "I promise," but I'm in a public scenario, or if someone asks me, "I'll meet you at dinner," and I say, yeah. And then he says, "You sure?" I say, "Sure." So halachically speaking, if I made that commitment, it's binding. And it's not just, obviously it's the right thing to do, but also for halachic reasons, I'm obligated to keep my word, because a Jew's word is holy. So it may be zoicha to keep our words and be honest and straight, and Bezrat Hashem, we'll see good things. If anybody wants, there's cereal and milk, and we'll learn some beautiful Parsha Taita in the back for anyone who's interested.